It's Thursday night. The weekend's almost here. Time to relax. Maybe you'll meet up with your friends, grab some dinner. Now imagine you walk into a restaurant and it's dark, pitch dark. You can't see the tables. You can't see your dinner companions. You can't see the food. It's not a power outage. This is darkness by design. Welcome to Blind Cafe.
Just follow and hold on to the person in front of you.
Okay.
So, hang on to the person in front of you. Hang on to the first person in front of you.
The brainchild of Brian Rochelot, who goes by just Rosh, Blind Cafe is an event that pops up in restaurants across the U.S. It includes dinner, a live concert, and a discussion about what it's like to live without sight. And all of the waitstaff is blind. Recently, I went to try out Blind Cafe in San Francisco. About 50 people are waiting in a lounge in the basement of a building in San Francisco's Fillmore District. Heather Gadineau and her friends came over from Oakland.
We thought it would be really interesting to be able to dine in the dark and be kind of devoid of all senses and see what that experience was like.
Are you table one? Because they're calling you.
Table one, yes.
Table one?
Yes.
All right. See you inside.
Thank you.
Heather and her friends seem pretty relaxed, excited. I don't know how to feel, to be honest. I'm a bit worried about the dark. Getting elbowed in the eye or spilling water on the ground and someone slipping on it. Or just being scared. Organizer Rosh says these concerns are part of the deal.
I think what it does is it interrupts people's habitual patterns. Suddenly they're not thinking about the future or the past anymore. They're suddenly like in the present. And you have to relearn how to relate with your world in the dark.
Rosh says it's supposed to be empowering. Okay. It's my turn to go in.
So what do I do?
What's that?
What do I do?
Just follow and hold on to the person in front of you.
Okay.
So, hang on to the person in front of you.
They walk us in a line, slowly into a dark tunnel. It twists and darkens the further you go. As we get to the end of the tunnel, it's pitch black, and I start to panic a bit.
Whoa, okay, total dark. Okay. Lots of people. I can't see a thing. I can't see the person in front of me. I can't see this recorder.
So, seats you right here, ma'am.
This is my chair. Okay, let me feel it. Oh, there it is. That's my chair.
Okay.
Now it's chow time. I hear people clamoring to find their food and water.
So I am going to venture into the food. I can't. Okay, I have to feel my way. All the utensils are compostable so people don't get stabbed with forks or knives. Here's something. What's this? It feels like bread. Let me see. Oh, this is like some toast. I'm going to just try it out. Here we go. Pesto. Oh, this is a. There's olives in here. Tastes good.
Trying to eat in the dark is not an easy task. I feel my senses of touch and smell heightening. I touch something small and round, like a potato, but I'm not sure. So I end up doing what I tell my kids never to do.
Can't believe I have to smell to find out what it is. Okay, it smells like. Smells like potatoes. Let me taste. Oh, eggplant, I think.
People are enjoying themselves, laughing and chatting, their hands bumping into each other, trying to find their water bottles, stealing each other's quiche. The chef finally tells us what we've been eating.
Okay, kale, rainbow kale salad. Brown rice. Squash. Oh, I was wrong. I thought it was eggplant. I just dipped my hand in something liquidy. Let me smell it. Oh, olive oil. I dipped my hand in olive oil.
Our waiter for today is Rick Hammond. He's blind and invites anyone to ask him anything about living with blindness.
Any questions about blindness, feel free to raise your hands or
He asks people to shout out their names to be called on. They ask questions about work, about how he uses computers and cell phones. A woman asks him about his biggest challenge.
I guess my biggest challenge in relation to blindness is the public perception of, you know, a blind person can't do this or can't do that.
After a candid talk with Rick, I start to feel like it's been way too long in the dark. We're in our second hour now, and I'm starting to feel restless. I understand why one woman just can't handle it any longer and asks to be led back out. It's not just the dark. It's the loneliness you feel, despite being in a loud room full of people. You miss your loved ones. You feel abandoned, vulnerable. Not seeing for that long, being in a state where it's the same whether you close your eyes or open them, creates this sense of loss. Your mind is searching for something it can't find, a connection. So when event founder Rosh and his band take to the stage, it's a welcome distraction. The music is calming, and in the spirit of sharing, we sing together. Then someone gives Rosh a lighter and... It's so good to see again. As my eyes adjust to the dim light, I see my table is a mess, and it makes me think about those who still can't see despite the light, about our blind waiter, Rick Hammond, and his world.
My hope is that it'll open the door for people to be less scared to explore that world of disabilities and less scared to approach people with a disability or to treat them as equals, and that they feel that they can be open with people and maybe a little bit more open with themselves.
As we emerge into the lounge we started off in, everyone is visibly relieved. As for me, I feel small and humbled. Losing one sense had me so uneasy. But on the other hand, through patience and calm, my mind eventually accepted the dark, and it was okay. We're built to be able to adjust. So I guess Rosh is right. Realizing that is empowering.